ourselves from الشيطان الرجيم.
He attacking us in every action, in every deeds. The shaitan doesn't leave you. Doesn't leave you until he corrupts you in your salah. And he doesn't leave you until actually you're missing your salah. And even when you are entering the salah, he doesn't leave you. So the sunnah came to explain to us how we protect ourselves from ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We ask Allah to protect all of us. So we understand at al-waswasa, the whispering of the shaytan is a kind of disease. Every one of us suffer from this disease. Did the sunnah leave us alone like this and to confuse and so on? So la. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and he gave us a lot of directions in order to protect us from ash-shaytan and the whispering of the shaytan. And he attacking all the hearts. While actually it is not going to speak to you, but you find yourself suffering when your heart suffering from this whispering. As we mentioned this hadith before, let's we take the hadith number one to see how the shaitan attacking us and which time he need to attacking us. The first hadith I like to share with you inshallah ta'ala, it's mentioned in Riyad al-Salihin, the book of virtues, Kitab al-Fada'il, and this hadith mentioned in al-Bukhari wa Muslim. The hadith mentioned in al-Bukhari wa Muslim. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا نودي بالصلاة أدبر الشيطان له ضراط حتى لا يسمع التأذين فإذا قضى النداء أقبل حتى ثوب بالصلاة أدبر حتى إذا قضى التثويب أقبل حتى يخطر بين المرء ونفسه يقول اذكر كذا وكذا واذكر كذا وكذا لما لم يذكر من قبل حتى يظل الرجل ما يدري كم صلى متفق عليه حديث جريد أبان. The translation, أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وارضاه, Allah be pleased with him, reported, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when adhan for salah is pronounced, Sheikh Mustafa now stand up to make the adhan. When he start to make the adhan, you find the shaitan right away, give you exactly the back and escape from the masjid. The devil takes to his heel and the breaks wind with noise so as not to hear the call. So when he, exactly the shaitan lifts quick like a lightning, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he do that, you will find a noise. Produce a noise because he's like a lightning. Shaitan is not gonna take the train to go to Bronx or Queen. Shaitan is step, he will be in Bronx, he will be in Pakistan, he will be, it's exactly, he doesn't need like the, no train, no plane, nothing, or takes time. He's step exactly like a lightning. He will reach you there. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continue and he say, and he breaks wind with noise so as not to hear the call. When the adhan is finished, he return back. When the adhan is finished, he returns when the iqama is announced. Between the adhan and iqama, there is a time. So when the adhan is stopped, you find he come back. And when Sheikh Mustafa stand up to complete the iqama, to make iqama for salah, Right away, because the iqama is like adhan, same thing. That's why we call for every salah has two adhan. One the adhan and the iqama also is the adhan, because the same, similar. He come back at the time, and the time, the finish, the iqama, he came back. And after it is finished, he returned again to distract the attention of one, and he makes him remember things which he does not recall in his mind before the salah. Meaning, he come to you, where is my wife gonna cook today? What is my son gonna do for me? What I'm gonna do is my supervisor will come back to the office. So and so. So the shaitan right away try to take your mind completely from the salah to let you think. So you don't know what is the surah the imam. You don't remember anything because he took you away. And most of us we suffering from this. Sometime when we start our salah, right away our mind became busy in something else. That's his job. That's what he's doing to make you forget your salah. That's why most of us, Brother Naeem, most of us is suffering. Did I pray three or four? Ya Allah, help me. Did I recite the Fatiha? Did not exactly that. I make the tashahud. Did I sit down in the middle exactly after two rak'ah? All this actually, why? Because the shaitan came without taking permission from us. And we have no control of this. So he came to confuse you in your salah and to control your heart. But it's for everyone, of course not. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hatta yazillu ar-rajulu ma yadri kam salli. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the end, what did he say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, remember this, and thus cause one to forget how many rak'ah he performed. That's his job. He will become successful when he make you forget exactly the action in your salah. How many rak'ah you pray? Did you recite so and so or not? Confusing us in the salah because he take us outside of the salah. Outside, and some of us also is not to be outside of the salah. It's because of your brother next to you. The brother today entered the salah. He doesn't concentrate in his salah, but he looked to his brother next to him. See, what did he do? This man, he pray wrong. Okay, like say, he make you busy about your brother next to you. So our goal to watch the other, not to watch myself, not to guard myself, to watch the others and to see their actions. What did he do? How did he make the tashahud? Did he raise his finger in tashahud? Did he exactly raise his hand? All this actually to make you busy about someone else. But the one, therefore, and also more than that, Sheikh Naeem, more than that, you find the brother start moving his eyes right and left to see who's there, who came here. Okay, right, exactly. Brother Naeem came, alhamdulillah, mashallah. Okay, brother Kiba is not here today, subhanallah. Okay, brother Mustafa is not here, why he did not? Where is Mustafa? Why he did not make azan? All this to make you busy about your salah. Our salah is totally different than the sahaba. The Sahaba, when one of them got injured and they make a decision to cut his leg, he told them, wait until I enter my Salah and then cut my leg. That's totally different between us. The one of the companion, he has a beautiful garden of fruits. And while he started his Salah in his garden, the bird came and standing in the tree and start singing. It's not a singing, as we said, they make tasbih. And then after that, he make him busy, confuse him in his salah because the bird sings too much. It's not sing, it's making tasbih like you. So what did he do, the companion, after he finished? He came to Rasulullah sallam, ya Rasulullah, I have a beautiful garden here. This garden, I made all the garden for Allah. I contributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bayt al-mal. Give it to Zabur. He told him, why you do? Why it's leading you to do that? He said, ya Rasulullah, the bird came in the tree and actually make tasbih, confuse me in my salah. I said, wallahi, I'm not gonna make anything to make me busy when I remember Allah in my salah. Totally, we are totally different. But today we are in a salah, you find exactly how much I'm gonna make, how much I have in a bank. So subhanallah, I'm gonna send so and so, I'm gonna spend the money, so it make you busy about the daily life. And this is actually the job of the shaitan, whispered of the shaitan. What we should do to clear this? How we gonna deal in these actions? Look at the second hadith. I choose it to you from Sahih Muslim, an Usman ibn Abi al-As, one of the great companion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time that he was favored him a lot. And in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, they sent him to be the Amir of Bahrain and Oman. He make him prince, the responsible governor of Bahrain and Oman. This this exactly this Sahabi Uthman ibn Abi al-As. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إن الشيطان قد حال بيني وبين صلاتي وقراءاتي يلبسها علي فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك ذاك شيطان يقال له خنزب فإذا أحسسته فتعوذ بالله منه وادفل على يسارك ثلاثة قال ففعلت ذلك فأذهبه الله عني translation عثمان بن أبي العاص reported that he came to Allah's messenger may Allah be pleased with him and said Allah's messenger the Satan intervenes between me and my prayer and my reciting of the Quran it's been confusing him while he recited let him forget the Quran forget the Salah and he confounds me thereupon Allah's messenger may peace be upon him said that is the doing of a certain devil who is known as Khinzab and when you perceive its effect seek refuge with Allah say a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim from it and spit three times to your left I did that the Allah dispelled that from me that means he doesn't come to him anymore meaning my brother every all of us every single Muslim include Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him this is a special shaitan came to confuse you in salah his name is Khinzab his name is Khinzab He came to Uthman ibn Abi al-As and he reported, he ran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported, Ya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he confused me in my salah. He came in between me and my recitation. He came and my salah and he let me forget, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet, he gave him the solution. He gave him the medicine. What is the medicine? It's to turn your face to the left side. وَتَتْفُلْ تَفْلْ Not to spit with saliva, Ya Sheikh Mustafa. Don't shower your brother next to you. You turn yourself exactly dry one in the left side. Then you say what? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Very simple solution. If any one of us follows the sunnah, we never gonna have any problem in our salah. Even exactly come to me 10, even if it's come to you 10 times. Do that because Uthman ibn Abi al-Asi رضي الله عنه وارضاه he reported when I did that as a prophet guided me he left me he never come back to me again so it is the solution so the best solution for that to say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم all the time remember that how he gonna do that what's kind of whispering What he gonna do you to in order to lift to turn your face to the left side and to spit three times? What did he gonna do? He gonna come to you, for example. Did you wash your face while you make wudu? See how he take you to? I don't get not to concentrate yourself. Did you wash? So what I have to do if you tell me whisper because I have no control of that. I don't have option. I am not the one who enter. He came and tell me, excuse me, I need to enter your heart. No, he's going to come without your permission to whisper it, to attack your heart. Holy thought, khatira, thoughts came to you in your heart. So he told you, did you wash your head with your Sheikh Mustafa? Did you wash your face when you make wudu? What you should do? By your heart, not by your tongue. Bala, yes, I did. Though that means you kill him, you burn him, because you became in a state of yaqeen, a state of the truth. Exactly, you don't permit him to confuse you. He's gonna come to you, for example, to say, for example, another example. Did you, for example, did you make niyyah? Did you make your niyyah? Did you make takbirat al-ihram before you make salah? Niyyah, you know, actually, yes, he focus in this in niyyah to attack your heart and tell you, did you perform your niyyah? Ya Sheikh Kiba, did you? And he's gonna come and inspect you too much. يا شيخ كيبة, did you make your niyyah before the salah? Because why, brother Naeem? Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Everything in your life has to be a niyyah. Everything has intention in your salah, in fasting, in zakah, in everything. You cannot stand up, Allahu Akbar, what you bring, I don't know, let Allah take it, whatever you like. It doesn't work like this. That it doesn't work like, for example, I'm going to give you example. Somebody came to pray, for example, the Maghrib. A while after he made takbirat al-haram, it came to him, the whispered, that he bring the Isha. Isha is 4 rak'ah, Maghrib 3 rak'ah. How does that work? So which one will be counted to me? I stay with the jama'ah for Salat al-Maghrib, but the shaitan came and whispered it on me, exactly that is the Isha. So your Salah will be accepted as a Maghrib or accepted as a Isha? Your Salah will be accepted as a Maghrib, even if you intend to make the Isha while you're standing with the Imam and the jama'ah for Maghrib. And you intended to make, I intended to make Isha, Allahu Akbar. And indeed, it wasn't Isha, it was a Maghrib. So which Salah? The Salat or Maghrib will be counted to you because the shaitan take you to a different Salah, and this, the different Salah, is not going to be exist. The one will be exist and valid, Salatul Maghrib. So you don't have to worry. That's why the best Salah in Jama'ah. But if you are in a house, you'll be totally different. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So when he come to you and tell you, did you make niyyah? Did you intend to make the salah? Did you make takbirat al-haram? Your heart should answer, not your tongue. Yes, this is actually, yes, I made the niyyah and I made takbirat al-haram. You burn him because he attack you when he will be in a state of doubt. But if you are insured, actually never gonna come and attack you. And when you are secured and protected by أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, he has no control over you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So when he found you in a state of truth, he escaped from you. But he will be attacking more and more and more, and will live when you became in a state of doubt. While you are in a salah, we're gonna speak a big class about the shaitan and the gas which come from me, the urine, because the shaitan, when you start your salah, and came and push you in your stomach. So yeah, subhanallah, Sheikh Mustafa, make the salah longer, I need to go to the bathroom. So he came and push your stomach in order to let you feel you are not comfortable and you need to come out from the salah to go to the bathroom. So he come also push you around your private part in order to actually to feel that you need to urinate. So all of this, we're going to have a medicine for that. We're going to have a big class about the gas and all this stuff in the salah in order to see how you secure your salah. We'll find out inshallah later from the other hadith inshallah ta'ala. Third hadith before brother Naeem leave inshallah ta'ala, it's going to take quick inshallah ta'ala. We ask the question before you go for number 3. Ask a question. Anybody will be in a state of whispering of the shaitan. He's a sinner. He's a wrongdoer. We're going to have the answer in 2. Let we read the hadith first. Hadith number 3 in Sunan Abu Dawood. It's prescribed, alhamdulillah, عن ابن عباس. قال مر على علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه بمعنى عثمان قال أو ما تذكر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رفع القلم عن 3, عن المجنون المغلوب عن عقله حتى يفيق, وعن النائم حتى يستيقظ, وعن الصبي حتى يحتلم. قال صدقت. قال فخلى عنه سبيلها. سنن أبو داود narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ibn Abbas said, a lunatic woman passed by Ali ibn Abi Talib. He then mentioned the rest of the traditions to the same effect. as Uthman mentioned it. This version has, do not remember that the Messenger of Allah souls, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, there are three whose actions are not recorded. A lunatic whose mind is deranged till he is restored to consciousness. A sleeper till he awoke, and a boy till he reached properly. Okay. Now, why we said this hadith? Because we asked the question before we mentioned this hadith. If the shaitan came and whispered on me, I will be sinner, I will be wrongdoer, I will lose my salah, I will lose my deen. That is the answer. The answer is, if you have by your own choice and you did actually what the shaitan told you or whispered on you, that means you would be a sinner. For example, you are in a salah, and while you are in a salah, you became in doubt. You became in doubt. And then after that, you find, I lost my wudu. And you came out from the wudu, you break your salah, and you come out from your salah, you will be sinner. Can you imagine? You will be sinner. Because why you left your salah? You left your salah because you are sure there is, you lost your salah because there is a gas came from me, for example. Or you, a drop of urine falling down. If you are in doubt and you leave your salah, you will be sinner, you will be guilty. You only leave your salah and you are sure, I heard. That's why Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, he said, if you hear while you are in the salah and there is a bubble, you know, sometimes came in the bottom, actually not gas, it's like thick bubble, like bubble of air. And you feel that's exactly you listen to this. Don't listen to the shaitan. Continue in your salah. The gas has a sign, either by smelling or by sound. Sound or smelling. That is, you will be insured. But if the shaitan came to you and whispered in you, you lost your wudu and you listen to him and you leave your salah, you break your salah. Because a lot of people came in this masjid and they're suffering. They told me, a sheikh, I'm suffering too much from the doubts of the shaitan. And he confused me in the salah. Don't ever do that. You leave your salah when you are unsure. But if he came to you and he tried to whisper it on you without any control, so what you have to do, you can leave, inshallah ta'ala. So when you have the thoughts and the whispering of the shaitan and you follow this, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are not, if you are in doubt, you are not, it's not counted against you, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us the three. Nothing counted against them. Number one, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمْ عَنْ سَلَاسَ. The قَلَمْ, the pen doesn't report anything for three people. Doesn't report anything. عَنْ الْمَجْنُونَ الْمَغْلُوبِ. Would you call it lunatic or crazy? Who lost completely his mind. Somebody lost completely his mind. Can we order him to make salah? Cannot. Give exactly a Fatima, bring water for exactly my father who actually lost his mind completely to make the wudu, and let him, he doesn't know what he's saying. The salah is condition, you have to know what you're saying. If you don't know what you're saying, your salah is not valid. So al-majnoon, hatta yafu, no salah for him, no fasting, nothing. Until he what? Be cured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the one who's sleeping, is there any charge about the one who's sleeping? One day, for example, Brother Kiba, while he's sleeping, and he said to his wife, yeah, so and so, what's her name? Exactly, you are divorced. And then after that, she come and told him, you divorced me. He told her, wallahi, I did not divorce you. She said, no, you, wallahi, you divorced me. I was sleeping. She said, doesn't matter. No, he told her, there is no charge for anyone who is still sleeping until he wake up and he knows what he's saying. Okay. صبي, a child. No matter what he does, that child under age, no matter what, not counted against him. Not even the Hajj or anything given him. Sometimes the child under age. What's under age mean, Sheikh Mustafa? Meaning actually doesn't reach the age of to be adult. When the sperm start to come up from, when the girl, she has a menses. Under this, either good deeds or evil deed is not counted as thing. So somebody, for example, he asked, he took his child to the Hajj. Where is the Hajj counted to? Counted to you, Sheikh Mustafa. When you take your child under age, the Hajj for the boy, it will be counted to you, not counted to the boy or the girl whom you take them and they are under age. They are not. It's not counted. The Salah which your son and your daughter teach them in exactly under age, their benefits and the good deeds, it's for you and the mother. It's not for them. Nothing is the qalam, the pen doesn't record anything of exactly either for them or against them. So whatever they did, and even if they commit any sins under age, they lie, for example. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, barakallahu fi. They lie, for example. There is no in a book. It's not going to be sins against them. They lie. But we need to teach them. And when you teach them, it will be rewarded for you. This, inshallah ta'ala, what we need to say, inshallah ta'ala. Next class, inshallah, Thursday, it will be actually for what about the thoughts which the Ummah mentioned. The thoughts. Is that what's counted? For example, somebody, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, while he exactly is sitting down, he curses Allah. He did not say it by tongue. By heart, shaitan came and whispered on him, he curses Allah. Curses his brother next to him. He said something bad, insulted someone. You understand? While he sit down and he no action yet. If this is counted against me, if you need to know, it will be the next class, in a big class, inshallah, to speak about the thought and the whispering of the shaitan, of the evil deeds, which he may attack your heart. We will see, inshallah, in the next class. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect all of us from the shaitan,
Ameen,
and the campaign of the shaitan.
Ameen.
Ask Allah to teach all of us, granting all of us in knowledge. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect our children, our family members, our wife, our parents, a Muslim jama'ah from a shaitan regime. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be a good believer and to forgive all our sins and to enter all of us the highest level of Al-Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give recovery for everyone who is suffering from the disease, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah to remove this pandemic very soon and protect all the Muslim, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help all the Muslim in everywhere, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واغفر لنا خطايانا إنا كنا من الظالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله see you إن شاء الله تعالى Thursday السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله